I think that people have to care more. People don't care enough. People have started like recycling now that the world has gotten all bad and stuff. And I think we should have started caring before it got this bad.
I feel like we have the resources and the ideas to help the environment or change the healthcare system, but I just feel like some people don't take it as seriously as they should, that the environment, it's there, but oh, I won't be around in 50 years, so what's the point? And I feel like we need, that attitude needs to be changed if we're really going to make a big difference in the future.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like maybe I'm too optimistic. I feel like things won't affect me, and I've always assumed that when I grow up, everything will kind of work out. But I realize, I mean, I'm really close to being an adult now, so I guess I need to change my mindset, and maybe I should be one of those people who care a little bit more. I kind of tell myself that everything will work out and the world will fix itself, but I mean, obviously that's not how it works, and I should care about my future and I should care about the world. I just, sometimes it's hard to think that way.
I'm a junior right now in college, and I want to go to law school, and I want to work in international law. Before I would go to law school, I'd want to take a year off and do Teach for America to go help teach underprivileged kids, because I've had the resources and I've been able to go to college. I think I need to be able to share that knowledge that I've gained.
Well, currently I am attempting to get my application stronger and everything, so I'll be able to attend the University of Pittsburgh, and I would probably want to go for business or engineering.
I'd like to be a writer, hopefully. I want to be more like a fictional writer. I don't know. I've been doing it since I was little. I just like it.
Like Carly, I believe I'm a little too idealistic. Like the recycling issue, it seems like such an easy and simple task, yet so many people choose not to do it. And when we're talking about the posterity of our generation, the well-being of future generations, we're always thinking very little, or very acutely, where we think of our immediate family or immediate community. We don't think of on a more global level, and just speaking very generally, acknowledge any issue and kind of extrapolate that over an entire community or a next generation or even the generation beyond that, then greater results will come. But it's very gratifying to do those actions yourself, but getting others to do those same actions along with you is even more gratifying, and I think better for the community.
I think that they just should like think about everybody, like the whole next generations and generations and generations, because the decisions they make now is gonna probably affect my kids and my kids' kids and my kids' kids' kids. So I just think that they should think closely about what they're gonna do and how they want things to go and look like in the future. Just talk to them more, because most people do not like really know what's going on in the world. Because I have a friend, her name is Liz, and she's not really into voting. And if people knew more what was going on in the world and actually knew who they were voting for and what person can make a better change to the world, that maybe they understand and start voting more.
And I think it's people's jobs, like Barack Obama, as well as community leaders, to show how relevant and how unifying some issues are, how interwoven they are. One person may acknowledge one topic or one area, one problem, but not realize that it's tied to so many others. And I think making that awareness just the angle that communities care about, then I think people acknowledge it and take action.
I think showing how issues are all connected makes people understand the importance of them better. Not just saying this one issue, the recycling is important, but this is how it affects the environment and it affects your daily lives. And I feel like if you can show somebody how it affects them personally, that this will affect you and this is why we need your help.
I also agree that before you can really make a change, you need to inform people how one little thing can make such a big difference because of the way everything is connected.
I think especially for political leaders that they need to look beyond just the numbers and the voting, that maybe the younger people don't turn out as much, that they need to listen to the issues that are important to them. If you're 18, healthcare is not the first thing on your mind. You have other issues, and if you want them to vote, you need to listen to what's important to them, because if you're not talking about what's important to somebody, they're not going to listen to you. So they need to find out what's important to more than just the people who are over 50. They need to find out what's important to 18-year-olds and 50-year-olds.